The federal government is poised to forgive college loans for thousands of Massachusetts students who attended Corinthian colleges, the for-profit giant under investigation for misleading students. From WGBH's Higher Ed Desk, Kurt Carapeza reports that many of these students not only have loans, but they are also unable to find jobs.
It's lunchtime, and Sally Texiera is working the counter at a deli in Cambridge.
A tuna sandwich? Problem, have a good one.
Making sandwiches isn't what Sally is trained to do. She graduated from a program at Corinthian's Everest Institute 6 years ago, hoping to become a medical administrative assistant.
I went to school thinking I was going to be making, you know, $20 an hour, because that's what a lot of their job description would be. But I can't get it anywhere.
Sally hasn't been able to find a job at one of Boston's many hospitals. She's got $11,000 in student loan debt and worries she's being passed over in favor of other candidates because she has a degree from an institution under federal investigation.
I don't know if it's because they see Everest on there. I'm not sure exactly, but I am fluent in two different languages. I, you know, have experience in medical records. So it's like, why can't I get the job?
As Sally continues to look for work, she might be off the hook for loans she got from the federal government. That's because she's among 15,000 former Corinthian students across the country who could qualify for loan forgiveness.
I was excited and happy that I don't have to pay back something that does nothing for me.
Student loans are crippling students and their families.
All right, see you later.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is representing students in their claims against Corinthian colleges.
Corinthian lied to prospective students about their graduation rates, lied to students about their loan default rates, lied to students about the kind of internships and job placements that they would get and the kind of money, actual salaries that they would make.
The Education Department has found Corinthian guilty and fined the college $30 million. Corinthian says it didn't do anything wrong and plans to appeal. The government has appointed a monitor to oversee claims, and students who are eligible for relief will have to apply individually, demonstrating that they were deceived. Attorney General Maura Healey says Corinthian isn't the only school that misleads.
We see an industry that basically preys upon really vulnerable students, single parents, veterans, low-income folks who are eligible for federal loans and using oftentimes high-pressure sales tactics.
Brittany Patience says that's exactly what happened to her. She remembers sitting at home watching midday TV.
And every single commercial is the guy standing in front of Everest Institute. Get off the couch. Call now. Make the best decision of your life. Go to college. 8 months. You got a certificate. You're done. And then they repeat the number like 17 times.
Brittany was a young, single mom with no high school degree. She called the number because she said she wanted to make her son proud.
I just wanted more than anything to show him that the way of life isn't the way that I was brought up. You know, I wanted him to know you go to school, you learn, you get a degree, you go to work every day.
On campus, Brittany says a recruiter pushed her to enroll and then promised her a starting salary of at least $22 an hour.
I just felt very rushed and I said, well, Brittany, if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? Just do it. And I did. I totally did it. And it was like one of the biggest mistakes of my life.
Brittany has since deferred on her $9,000 in student loans. She hopes that mistake might be forgiven later this year. That's when the Education Department is expected to make recommendations on debt relief claims. Kurt Carapeza, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Our higher education reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA Kreft Financial Services.